Hey guys, Butters from South Park here. Just want to make sure you have your parents' permission to be listening to this. You know, sometimes we talk about some pretty racy things, like boobies. Well, I guess I'd better get going now. Enjoy the show.
Please state your name.
Cyclone Fanatic.
Please state your purpose.
Cyclone Fanatic.
Welcome to the Cyclone Fanatic Fawcast, powered by Iowa's most recommended realtor, Mark Charter. Read reviews, choose your own commission plan, and learn more about Mark at markcharter.com.
Now, hear this.
Now, please welcome your hosts, Chris Williams, Mark Charter.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more Adam Gray.
And Adam Gray.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to this week's podcast here at CycloneFanatic.com. Of course, it's always brought to us by Mark Charter Real Estate. What's up, Mark Charter?
Just responding to some emails here. So
while you're doing the podcast,
I figured we just started the podcast about 10 minutes too late. We just had some great conversations before we started.
Yeah, we did. Conversations that I think are even a little too much for the podcast, Adam.
They are.
Adam would get squeamish if we were...
I'm surprised you didn't already leave the room.
Well, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I think you guys probably would have had this conversation on the podcast, but you've grown up a little bit over the last month.
No, we haven't.
And I appreciate that.
No, we haven't.
You have not grown up.
Just wait until we talk about the Party of the Cinch. What happened at William's house?
Yeah, the Party of the Cinch that Adam didn't come to.
No, I didn't. I had a great time, though. I hope you guys had fun at the Party of the Cinch.
We did. I did, Mark. Did you?
I did. I spent most of my time talking to... I really shouldn't be texting. Hold on. I got to type one more word here. The people understand. Dude, I'm a hard worker. Okay. There you go. So, no, I had a great time. I talked to... You know who are sweethearts? I'll tell you who are real, real sweethearts. Downs and Ross. I talked to those guys quite a bit, and they're just... You know, I want to bust their balls a little bit, but they're just...
Downs is a sweetheart. I don't think Ross is.
To me, for some reason. Yeah. Ross is one of those guys where Ross and I are not best friends. And you guys probably know guys like this, too. I've spent some time with Ross. Obviously, every week I'm with him on the radio. But he's one of those guys that, like, fairly quickly says things like, as I'm leaving the Party of the Cinch, he's like, I love you, Charter. You know, he's just one of those guys, like, expresses the love. I think most people have friends like that.
Yeah.
So that makes him seem like maybe more of a sweetheart than he actually is. And then I met another friend of yours, Matt.
Yeah, Matt. Good dude.
Matt. Had a good conversation with him.
Great guy. His wife is a...
Definitely.
Doctor at the clinic that Ashley works at.
Yeah, the vet clinic. Yeah. So, no, it was a good time. I had a good time. The fight sucked.
It was a pillow fight. That's what it was.
Oh, it just sucked, dude. But it was exactly what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I mean, nothing with that high of, with that much hype surrounding it can live up to the expectations.
I didn't really care, though, because I was coming off a Kentucky Derby win. So I was flying high from that. And I won the Clippers game right before the fight started. Ooh. So I was good to go. Yeah.
Yeah, you had a good day.
You could have punched me in the sack. I wouldn't have cared at that point. So
you had a good day.
So this was a who's who of Des Moines. Was that your house?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Nice. Well, you know, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I missed it, guys. One of these days, I will go to a party you invite me to.
Hey, Bloom's moving in today.
Is he?
In the neighborhood, yeah.
You know, I offered my services to help him move like 3 different times. I actually went out of my way and said, hey, let me know when you're moving.
He's got a bunch of brothers.
Yeah, but if you see...
I'm not even helping him.
I'm sorry, but his brothers and you guys are all weak. Like, he needs some muscle, all right?
I was going to say...
someone that can lift something.
If all of his brothers were the same size as Bloom, he would need 7 brothers to lift 1 couch.
Yeah, I mean, he needs some muscle. And I offered my services, and he never got back to me on it.
From the sounds of things, they don't have a ton of furniture. I don't think it's that tough of a move.
Oh, okay. Well,
I mean, they've been in a townhome, so they've got a lot of growing into the house to do.
You know, and as we're starting to move now, obviously, thanks to Mark here, we had a smaller two-story. We didn't have a lot of, like, big stuff that needs to be moved. We have a lot of little stuff. And little stuff is almost worse to pack.
It is, yeah.
Because it's just, where do you put all of it? I mean, you can go get boxes, but some of it's awkward. It can't quite fit in the box. I am already starting to dread the packing of some of these things.
I am happy to announce, so... here's what you need to do, especially if you should have paid me more, first of all, Gray. But, you know, what I was thinking about was, unfortunately, you're building, so there's really nothing on the back end. There's no meat on the bone for me. But those clients, you'd be one of those perfect clients where I could say, you know what, we're going to move you. We're going to hook you up with the moving company. We're going to move you. You don't have to worry about it. But, sorry, you don't qualify. So.
Well, and I have...
sorry to bring it up.
I have four brothers. I got a big family, and I got a lot of friends who owe me a move. So
you literally have a big family.
Did you help
me move? You
guys
are beefy stock.
I don't think you helped me move.
You never asked, but I got a lot of people in the last couple years that I've helped move, and so it's an IOU.
Are all your brothers your size?
I got a couple that are bigger.
Yeah, so you can lug some stuff.
Yeah.
I would like to help you move if I can. I think I'm going to be out of town, but I don't feel like I owe you a move. Do I owe you the move?
I mean,
do you consider me as a guy who owes you a move?
You made him famous.
No,
he probably owes you for that.
I don't think you owe me a move at all. But being a friend,
I'm throwing a big party for you.
I think it's I haven't gotten an invite to it yet.
Well,
it's,
you haven't given me dates.
And it's a debatable whether I'd even come or not, as you know, because I don't go to most of the parties you invite me to.
That's true.
That's absolutely true. And by the way, I don't owe you anything because I saw you book the truck the other day.
I did book it.
So you get my truck for free.
Yes,
so
I appreciate it.
My hands are now clean.
So that truck has been sitting on the street across from me for like 4 days in a row. Tell them to get that ugly mug out of there. I drive by it every day.
Most clients use it for a day or two. They happen to have a stretch where they needed it longer and it was available. So, yeah.
So you
They move tomorrow, though, I think.
They do.
It'll be
okay.
Gone.
Yeah. So there's So at the Party of the Cinch, there's what we're calling CSI Bondurant. Ross and I have talked about it on KXNO Fanatics a few times this week. Somebody peed all over my floor.
Charter?
Was not me.
We've got it narrowed down to three suspects.
Now, when you said pee all over the floor.
Really, two suspects. There's a person of interest who's Scott Sipker. Scott, according to sources, was an eyewitness to the peeing on the floor.
Did this take place in the bathroom? This took place. They didn't just pee like in a corner of the kitchen.
Yeah, no, it was all over the bathroom.
The bathroom, okay.
But so, it was all over the place. Like, man, they missed by like a foot.
So no. let me ask a couple questions here because a couple things come to mind. So I left, but this would have happened after I was gone.
No, this happened in between rounds.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because remember it was always a scurry up to the bathroom in between rounds. To go pee.
Yeah. I can't ever shut off the real estate part of my brain. So as I learned that he doesn't have a bathroom in his basement.
Yeah.
I was thinking, I got a ding on value now, my friend, because it's a pain in the butt to have to run upstairs to go wee.
If I would put if I would put a bathroom in my basement, what would that add?
It would cost you probably $5,000 to do it, and you'd probably add 5 to 10, so you wouldn't lose money on it, and it would be the difference between somebody saying I'll buy it versus nope.
Nah, my house will sell.
That's where the value is.
If I would put my house on the market,
there will be buyers that will say no to your house because there is no bathroom. I see it all the time.
I would be confident though that if you would put my house on the market today, it would be gone by next week.
Well, dude, the reason it would be gone is because I would say who owns it.
Yeah.
Be a piece
no, but
of
don't you agree
history.
Though? Like where I live, like that neighborhood, like it's a high commodity.
I agree. I agree as long as the price is right.
Would Chris signing the outside, the vinyl siding on the outside, would that
an autograph?
Would that increase the value of the house?
Probably, but he gets uncomfortable when we talk about his fame. So let me get back to my question. So one question was, okay, so clearly somebody took a whiz all over your floor, and then left it there. There was a pile of piddle. And they didn't clean it up. And then the second question was, and I asked this earlier, why was this a double banger? Why was there more than one guy in the bathroom?
That was my question.
Were they having a sword fight? I mean, what was happening?
That was my question. Swords is what first came to my mind.
Yeah.
So what happened? I didn't know about any of this until everybody had left, except it was Scott Sipker and I. We're the only ones still there.
Mm-hmm.
And Scott and I were hanging out, having a beer. And the wife is not happy. In fact, I refer to her as Hurricane Ashley at this point. Now, my wife is really cool. Like, she's down with people coming over to the house. She doesn't care if we're drinking, hooting and hollering. She doesn't like it when you pee on her floor, though. Her exact quote was, "This is not a bar."
No, nor would any woman that I know of be comfortable with
this. So who had to clean the pee? Did she clean it?
Oh, I had to.
You did, okay.
About 2 o'clock in the morning, I was on my knees scrubbing the urine off of my floor.
Wow.
So give me an idea of volume. Because when you say pee on the floor, sometimes I do. I'm middle of the night, I miss, but I grab some toilet paper and I clean it up.
Andrew Downs, like a quality producer does, he cleaned up some urine as well.
Okay.
So he cleaned up the on top. It was all over the toilet, apparently, like all over the place.
Yeah.
And Andrew took the toilet paper and wiped it up a little bit, but there was still plenty of residue underneath, like all over the floor and whatnot.
So the troubling thing is not that somebody peed on your floor. It's that somebody was made aware that they had peed on your floor from the other person that was in there, right?
Which dude, allegedly is Scott Sifter.
Because you said, dude, you're peeing all over the floor. So they were made aware.
So what happened?
And then they didn't clean it up.
My mother-in-law was in with the baby, right?
Right next door.
Correct. And there's, in between rounds, they scurry up to, excuse me, I just got a text, got distracted. Scurry up to the bathroom. And there's a loud crash. Somebody throws the other one down on the ground. And shortly after that, the mother-in-law hears a quote. She believes it comes from, in her words, quote, the nice Iowa guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who I interpret to be Sipker.
But that could have also been anybody at your party.
Correct. Correct.
Think about it.
Sipker is denying this. And Sipker was probably the most sober person there, so I don't believe that he peed on the floor.
No, and Sipker strikes me as a guy that sits down to pee as well. So I really don't think. Yeah, I think he's okay.
Did you ask Sipker, were you in the bathroom with anyone else at any point?
Sipker's direct quote when asked about this was, "The only tasteless thing I saw all night was your dog humping everybody in a crappy fight."
Thank you. Yeah. Can we finally admit now that your dog has a humping problem? And hey, it's not just me.
He gets excited.
Years. Oh, he's good.
I met Dirks. Dirks did not hump me, but Dirks was friendly. I like Dirks.
Dirks is the man, isn't he?
Yeah, I like Dirks.
No, Dirks is a good dog, and once he gets over
he just gets excited.
Once he gets over,
it's not even horny. He's not even horny. He gets excited, and he reacts.
How do you know if he's not horny? Have you asked him?
Because
Red Rocket doesn't come out.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's common sense. That's a natural reaction to male dogs when they get excited.
Horny, yeah. Horny, the Red Rocket comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt.
Adam hates dogs.
Why do you hate dogs?
He's terrible to his dog Brett. Thank God for Julie. Otherwise, Brett would just be outside getting rained on. And
are you gonna let your dog make the move with you? Are you gonna accidentally?
Yeah. What are you gonna do
behind?
With the dog?
I'm hoping you'll adopt him.
Not a dog.
Are you
guy,
getting rid of Brett?
No, I'm not getting rid of Brett. I love how this has just come up. People are actually gonna believe you.
No, but you really don't like dogs.
No, it's not that I don't like. I'm scared of animals. Animals scare me. I'll be honest with you.
Your own dog scares you?
No, my own dog doesn't scare me, but I never grew up with a dog in the house. And you know, when you move into a new house and the dog starts kind of trashing it, like dogs do. You know, he sheds and stuff. I just
it's not trashing it.
Yeah, I just didn't care. I didn't care for it.
Your friends come over and pee all over the floor. Do you just kick them out?
No, my dog is a good dog. I'm just not. I just let Julie and Jake take more care of it than I do.
You just don't like it.
If your dog died today, would you be sad?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be a little sad.
Would you cry?
No, I would not cry. I'd be more sad for Julie, Jake, and Owen.
Would you be happy that the dog died?
No, I would not be happy.
Would it be a good day for you?
Just stop this.
Would you lovingly bury your dog? Would you go out and dig a nice hole, put that dog in that hole, cover him up, and then say a little something about him? Yeah, dude, everybody does that with their dogs.
They do? No.
You cremated Paisley.
They do?
No, I would not do that.
I have an urn in my office.
Have I ever been bad to your dogs? Have I ever shown your dogs anything but love and respect?
You give respect to my dogs.
Okay, thank you.
Just because I think you're just showing respect to my household when you come over. But I would hate to see how you treat Brett when nobody's looking.
So where
is this coming from?
You're the type of dog owner that when your dog comes and nuzzles his snout into your crotch for a good sniff, you don't let him finish.
Yeah. You just push him away.
You push him away. I just let my dog finish. Do what you need to do, man.
Yeah. Take care of business.
Take care of it.
No, not in the crotch region. If he wants to come and put his like right on my leg, yeah, go ahead, stay there. But around my crotch, no. That's Julie's domain, all right? That's not my dog.
He likes Julie's crotch. That's what he
does. Dirks doesn't sniff crotches. He just goes for the back leg.
The back leg?
Yeah.
He's best to just let him go.
Dirks has a good face on him, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah, he has a good face.
He's my best friend.
He's a good-looking pup.
He is.
Yeah.
He is.
Okay, so while we were at the party of the cinch, having the time of the cinch, Gray was... I don't even know if you've heard about this. I'm going to let Gray tell the story, but I'm going to preface it by saying it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I love it already.
I mean, it's so dumb, but I could totally see Charter like actually thinking
this. Yeah, Charter's going to love this. So my buddy Chris, who turned 30.
Who's insane.
Okay.
Like he listens to our stuff too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I like Chris, but this guy is nuts.
Okay. He's a ball of energy. He's a lot of fun.
He's
a lot
of fun guy. Like you'd love to go out and hang out with him. Great dude, but he's clinically nuts.
He's not clinically nuts. I've met some of your buddies.
He's insane.
I met Shaner.
He's the type of guy that
touche.
If you're debating whether or not you should jump off this cliff into the water,
yeah,
he's the guy that just does it. He doesn't think about it. He just rips.
That's
and does
Chris.
It.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So we are getting ready for the Pacquiao Mayweather fight, and Chris is actually developing an app, and I'm not sure if I'm supposed to talk.
Supposed to disclose this information because it's not patented yet, I would doubt.
Yeah, it's still coming. So, long story short, we ended up making these bro bets on the side.
Yep.
And I did it with a guy that Chris works with, and I had Pacquiao and he had Mayweather, and we just drew.
Yeah.
And our bet was liquid only diet for a week.
Mm-hmm.
And so, long story short, Pacquiao lost, Mayweather won. You knew you had lost once
you got Pacquiao.
Yeah, because of the odds, mine was 5 days and his was 7 days.
Okay.
I am now in the middle of liquid only diet for the week.
But you're not, though. You cheated. Here's the deal about this bet. One, it's stupid to follow through with it anyways. Two, he cheated it, so it's not even real. So now you're just doing it for no reason.
How did I cheat?
On Cinco de Mayo, you ate tacos.
But I was given a pass in an extension to Saturday, so I went 6 days for... Yeah.
If you can eat in the middle, it wipes it out.
Where's your honor, Williams? You're like over there going it's dumb just, that you even stuck to it.
It's a bet. You make a bet,
you gotta honor the bet.
It's a dumb bet.
But here's the thing.
Come on.
You don't know the bet when you make it. You just make a bet.
That's what's dumb about it. Like, if it was something you were passionate about, it'd be one thing. You drew a name out of a hat.
Yeah. I'll agree with Williams on that front a little bit.
Like, if you were this passionate Pacquiao guy and you were hell-bent on this, it was dumb luck that you can't eat this week.
So, first of all, this story will make a lot more sense once if I could describe what this app is.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. It does. You're just being ridiculous.
It comes
right
down
now.
To, like, if you're passionate about that. Like, if it's like...
I was drunk, so I was really passionate about it.
If it's you and your buddy, and he's a Hawk fan, you're a Clone fan, it comes to the Cy-Hawk football game.
Then it's a great thing.
And you go... And like you're both like hell bent that your team's gonna win. Like you, the fact that you drew the wrong name out of a hat means you can't eat for a week. That's dumb.
No, yeah. I'm eating.
I'll agree.
I'm drinking fruit smoothies.
I will agree that you had no control over the outcome. That's not cool.
Yeah. Well. Okay.
It is what it is.
So yeah, first day I was.
I'll commend you for. Well, you didn't really live up to it though. You ate.
But I asked permission. So here's the story about why I ate on Cinco de Mayo. My wife's grandma turned 82 on Cinco de Mayo.
Is she Hispanic?
No.
Oh.
No, she's not Hispanic.
Well, it is.
Julie doesn't look Hispanic.
Well, I just thought, I mean, since it's Cinco de Mayo, it's such a big deal at your house.
So people that are born on Cinco de Mayo obviously have to be Hispanic.
No, I mean, you're like, we had this big party. We didn't do anything for Cinco de Mayo. I'm American.
Was it your grandma's birthday?
No.
Then shut the hell up.
I'm American.
Let me finish my story. God. So,
not in Mexico.
All right. So Julie invites her grandma and her whole family over to our house for Cinco de Mayo for Julie's grandma's birthday.
And to celebrate her heritage.
For tacos, yeah, and for heritage.
Okay.
And I...
What year did she cross the border?
Ah, jeez. Am I going to tell a story, or are we going to just...
I heard she was a housekeeper at the Alamo. Was that true?
I don't
remember.
And I just texted the guy who I lost the bet to and said, hey, she's coming over. It's going to get really awkward when I got to explain to her while they're all eating tacos and scratch cupcakes while I'm drinking a fruit smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I will give you a one night off if you make it up on Saturday instead. So you're getting three meals. You add three meals to this. I said, deal. I took it.
That's not bad.
And I demolished those tacos.
That's not a bad trade-off.
No, not at all.
I don't think.
Can we talk some sports now?
Yeah. Speaking of sports, perfect segue here. You guys want to play a game?
Yes.
That's my
theme music. The Cyclone Trivia went over very well last week.
It did.
People really enjoyed that.
Huh.
Okay, this is not Cyclone Trivia, but I think people will also enjoy this. Okay.
Is it sports?
There'll be some sports in here, absolutely.
Nice.
Okay.
I'm going to kick your ass.
All right, we're going to do three rounds, okay? And I'm going to explain the rules to you, and I think you guys will enjoy this, okay?
Yep.
We're going to start with non-sports, and then category 2 and 3 will be sports, okay? Here's the way it's going to work. I've got a list here. So the winner will be best 2 out of 3, okay? And I wish there was a prize, but, you know, you get proclaimed king of the day. All right, category number 1. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to ask you guys, out of the top 20, okay, the highest grossing films worldwide of all time.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
We'll start with Chris. Chris, name one off that list. If you get one, we'll go to Gray. We'll go back and forth. You each get, because this is somewhat tougher than you might think, you each get one miss.
No,
if
I got
you
this.
If you miss, you just go again right away.
Not ticket sales, grossing.
Highest grossing. This would be box office gross of all time. Top 20 films.
I got this.
All right, Chris. Go ahead and name any one of the 20 on the list.
Titanic.
Titanic is number two.
Yes. Avengers.
The Avengers.
Yes.
Number three.
Thank you.
Back to Williams.
Good for you. I wouldn't have guessed that one.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I would have thought top 20, but not number
Titanic
three.
Titanic was number one for
1.5 billion for The Avengers. Okay. Titanic was 2.2 billion.
Okay.
Okay.
Hmm. This is hard for me, you know, because my movie knowledge is just not.
You've still never seen Office Space or Shawshank Redemption.
My guess is that Office Space is not.
you would be correct.
It's not.
Office Space is nowhere
Dumb
near.
And Dumber 2 is probably not.
No.
Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo.
To make this list, though, you honestly, you got to think big. I mean, the type of movies that make this type of money aren't the indie films.
I really think I can get about 13 of these.
You will beat me in the movie category.
All right, well, you're up.
I want to say, I remember it was such a big deal that Independence Day, Will Smith.
Independence Day.
No way, come on.
I'm looking. Hold on.
I think
here.
It would be. That was a huge deal.
Independence Day is a miss.
Ooh.
So, Williams, you got a miss.
That had to be close, though.
You get to go again, Williams.
What kind of rules are these?
I said he gets to miss once.
Okay.
You get a miss.
Okay.
Man, this is so hard for me. You guys have no idea.
Yeah.
This is brutal.
I'm going to give you a hint, though. I'm going to say think newer.
Yeah,
it's
all newer, buddy.
Think newer. Think franchises.
Because of the...
Think superheroes. Think that type of
thing. Oh, come on.
Well, he'll still miss. He'll still miss.
I was going to go...
By the way, I'll give you one more hint. Neither one of you have named the highest grossing film of all time.
What about the Dark Knight?
The Dark Knight...
It's not a bad guess.
The Dark Knight Rises comes in at number 12.
Okay.
Yeah. Back to you.
I guess I will. I'll go with Iron Man.
And I'm sure you're right, but I got to go back to my list here. Okay, Iron Man. Oh, by the way, so
do I need to say no, two, three?
The Dark Knight was number 20. Technically, I gave you,
but I made it.
Yeah, you're good.
I'm gonna go ahead and count Iron Man
because it's 2-3.
Because Iron Man 3 is number 7.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna consider that the same deal.
That's where I was going.
Yeah, that's fair.
All
that's
right,
where I was going.
Back to Williams.
Jeez,
can I go again since he got to go twice in a row?
No, because he missed. If he misses again, you win.
Oh, okay.
But wouldn't he have to prove it?
He'll prove it.
I know this is brutal for me, guys.
Don't worry, it's gonna get easier with sports.
Yeah. Let me hang here.
What's your favorite movie, Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo?
I do love that movie.
I'm surprised neither one of you have named the highest grossing yet, though. That's the one you should be shooting.
Oh,
for.
How about the Hunger Games?
That's probably on there.
Hunger Games. Looking here. Hunger Games. That is a miss.
What?
So, Greg,
that was such a big deal.
Can you win it?
The Twilight movies.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
Twilight. That's a great call. Twilight is not in the top 20.
What?
Oh, so we both lost.
I get one more.
That was your first miss. Damn it.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of surprising.
I was too. I thought you nailed it there, buddy.
And I will fly through this list when you're done.
I will go Lord of the Rings, the third one.
Yeah, you nailed it.
Lord of the Rings is number 9. Here's your list. The number one grossing film of all time is Avatar. Avatar, 2.8 billion.
I've never seen it. Have you guys seen that?
Yeah.
Here's the rest very quickly. Furious 7.
So
Harry Potter Part 2, Frozen.
Oh, Harry Potter was my next guest.
Transformers.
Oh, yeah.
Skyfall, the Bond movie.
That's a great one.
Another Transformers, Pirates of the Caribbean. Two of those. Toy Story 2, Jurassic Park, Star Wars Episode 1. Alice in Wonderland made $1 billion.
I don't even feel bad about missing these.
The Hobbit.
Hobbit. Yeah.
And Dark Knight.
Stupid.
Okay. So, round one goes to Mr. Gray.
Congratulations.
Right. Thanks,
okay,
buddy.
Now
you kind of limped into that one.
Feels good.
All right, sports. This is in your wheelhouse, boys. You ready? We got two sports categories for you, and I hope people are playing along, and they should be. Okay, here you go. Out of the top 20 home run hitters of all time in Major League Baseball.
Yes.
How many can you name? Gray, you won, so you start.
I will go with Hank Aaron.
Hank Aaron is, of course, on the list at number two.
Barry Bonds.
No, he's number one
well,
in my heart.
Yeah. Okay. Go. Barry Bonds is number one. Back to Gray.
Alex Rodriguez.
Alex Rodriguez is currently number five.
I want to save. I got a couple in my mind here.
And by the way, on this one, you don't get a miss because this should be easier than movies.
So yeah, this should be.
Once you miss, you're done.
Wow, that's this.
I will give you a hint, though. Then this is a helpful hint. There is a three-way tie at 19, by the way.
Yeah.
So those will be our number 20.
Okay.
The number of homers at the end of this list is 521. So everybody has more than that.
Yeah, gotcha.
521.
That's the bottom of the list.
Yep.
Trying to think of some of these old-timers here. I'm overthinking it.
Yeah, just probably pick someone. Come on.
I know I'm overthinking it.
You should be able to rip 10 of these easy. Easy. Without a thought.
I know, but I'm struggling for some reason. My mind is just not working today. I'll get it. Just give me a second. I'm going to chill here. And I'm going to think out loud.
I'm just going to talk like a golf announcer.
Let's go.
Williams is approaching.
Let's
go.
Mark McGwire.
Mark McGwire is on the list.
I will go with Willie Mays.
Willie Mays is number four at 660, tied with A-Rod. A-Rod.
Yep.
I'm going to go Jose Canseco.
I don't think so.
Jose Canseco.
Yeah, he was really good. The Bash Brothers.
Man. Yeah, he's steroided up.
I know. I'm just thinking of steroids.
Jose Canseco's not on the list.
What? He's not?
He's number 35.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Do you want me to just power through him real quick?
Yeah, go
through
him,
Greg. Let's see how many Greg can name him.
Sammy Sosa.
Sammy Sosa is number 8.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Number 6.
I'm guessing 521 will be Rafael Palmeiro.
Palmeiro's on the list, but he's got 569.
560, okay. Let's see here. Those are kind of the more recent ones that I can think of.
You guys are probably missing the most famous person on this list.
Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
But see, like guys like Ty Cobb didn't hit that many home runs, so he would not be on the list.
Mickey Mantle?
Mickey Mantle's on the list at number 16.
Oh, God. Why am I drawing a blank on some of these guys?
Just think steroid era. But a lot of the steroid era guys would just pop up for like 2 years.
Only two names on the entire list are still actively playing, and you've already named A-Rod. Who's the other one? Still playing right now.
Is Juan Gonzalez on the list?
No, he's an RBI machine, but not a home run.
Nope.
Not Albert Pujols.
Albert Pujols.
Is he really?
18. Yeah, let me give you a couple other names here. Number 7 is Jim Thome.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sammy Sosa,
Manny?
8.
Manny?
Manny is on the list. Manny is number 14.
Yep.
Frank Robinson at number 9.
I would have never guessed him.
Harmon Killebrew, former twin, at 11. Yeah. Reggie Jackson, 13. Yeah. Mike Schmidt, 15. Jimmy Fox, old name there, at 17. Willie McCovey at 19. Frank Thomas and Ted Williams.
Frank Thomas should have
Frank
had
Thomas
that.
Would just, like, at the end of his career, though, he's hitting, like, 16, 18. But, man, he crunched him there for a while. That's weird, too, because Ross and I were just talking home run derby yesterday.
10-year-old Adam would come back and beat the crap out of me right now.
But when's the last time you thought about?
I know. I mean, I used to be really good at that.
All
stuff.
All right, boys. This one you should destroy. Okay. Let's just do top 10 here. And there's really, in my opinion, really only one surprising name.
Can
on
we do
this
like
list.
College football or basketball or something?
This is college football.
Okay. Good.
You ready?
Yeah.
You need to win one, buddy.
All right. Top 10. So give me the top 10 list here. These are the college football championships by school.
Okay.
Which colleges, which universities have won the most football championships?
Okay.
Let's see if you guys can get the top 10. I think one of the 10 is difficult, in my opinion, but the other ones should be gettable.
No, I think I got it. Let's go.
All right, Chris, start. Give me a school.
Nebraska.
So Nebraska is on the list. Let me count here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They are the 7th on the list. And they have 5, according to
this. Oh, they have 5. Okay.
7th on the list. So Nebraska is good. Gray?
Alabama.
Alabama is number 1. They have 10.
That's a lot of national championships.
Iowa State will get there someday.
All right, back to Gray. So two of the 10 are gone.
Oh, so I get
to go. No. Back to Williams. Back to Williams.
Texas.
Texas is on the list with 4. And I will say here, just a second, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The 10th spot technically has 3 teams. So you've got a little bit more to work with here.
Okay.
Okay. Back to Gray.
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame is certainly on the list. They're the second ranked school with 8.
I've gotten first and second, just in case anyone's keeping track.
Let's go with Florida State.
Florida State is on the list. They're in the 10th spot, tied with 3.
Yep. Okay.
So they're on the list. They had 3.
So you know there's your bottom. 3 is the lowest total of any of these schools.
I'll go Ohio State.
Yep. Ohio State is on the list with 6. Yep. All right. Back to Williams.
Michigan.
Michigan is not on this list.
Boom. Dude.
Was that? Wow. Sorry, people listening.
You can't scream into microphones.
Michigan has really excited about winning. I apologize.
Michigan has 2.
Okay.
All right, Gray. Let's see how many you can get.
Michigan has 2. Okay.
I'm guessing the one that people forget about is Minnesota, and they have 3.
Wow, that's a great one. Yeah. Minnesota's on the list with 4.
That's a nice 4, okay.
4.
Florida.
Florida is on the list with 3.
USC.
Yep.
USC is on the list with 7.
Penn State.
Penn State is not on the list. They have 2.
2, okay.
The rest of the list that you guys did not get, I don't believe you said Oklahoma, was 7.
Yeah.
That's pathetic.
Miami with 5.
Yeah.
The U.
You said Texas.
Yes.
Those are the only 2, I think, isn't it?
LSU.
Oh, gosh.
With
wow.
3.
That LSU's, have they all been?
2 of them have been in the last
1958, 2003, okay. 2007.
Yeah.
In the last decade, you didn't really think of LSU.
I'm going to go ahead and scroll down the list here and look for Iowa and Iowa State while you guys talk.
Yeah, you just keep scrolling, buddy.
There was a stat a really long time ago about lack of national championships in men's basketball and football, like per state, and Iowa was not good.
Yeah.
I saw it was on. You remember when SportsCenter used to do the Did You Know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was one of those deals one time.
Okay.
Yeah. Congratulations on your victory today.
Graded thanks. Well.
3-0, buddy.
Graded really well.
I feel like I should have done better, but I'll take it.
I'm pretty disappointed in my efforts today, too.
At least Williams isn't on a juice fast, so.
I had no chance in the movie one. Well, that was taking a knife to a gunfight for me.
I mean, that list, if I had read you that list like 5 years ago, I mean, it changes every year.
Yeah.
It just changes because the new big thing comes out and then it makes $1 billion.
Well, and tickets are more expensive. Do they take that into account?
I think it takes that into account for inflation.
Are you sure on that?
No.
Okay.
No,
it should.
I'm not sure.
So not only did you go goose egg in the trivia here, but you put out a challenge to Twitter people to try to get 1,100 followers for me by the show, and we're not even close, Chris.
It's because people don't want to follow you. It's not my fault. Man. I got you to 1,000. What do you want? You should be thankful to have that.
I bet if you give them till next week, it's a done deal.
You know what I love about Chris? He sits and he brags about all these people. I can get you 1,000. I can get you 5. And then when he doesn't make it happen, he's like,
"Well,
it's
1,000." That was the deal.
Let me read the tweet here that you
said 1,100.
Yeah, you said
and that was 2 weeks ago. You said if I got you to 1,000, I got you to 1,000.
Well, you okay.
Yeah, you are.
Do you have 1,000 or not?
1,010, I think is where you're at.
1,016, yeah.
And you're bitching about that? You should be thankful.
I'm not bitching. I'm just saying you failed at 4 things now today.
Fine.
You're over 4.
Then I won't tell people to follow you.
I don't think
that's fine with me.
All right. So now,
they don't want to follow you anyways. They're just doing it because I told them to.
If you're listening to this, go ahead and unfollow.
If they wanted to follow you, they would have followed you by now.
Adam J. Gray 17. Go ahead and unfollow.
Big time right here.
Well, that's the truth. How many followers did you get after I put that out?
Like 50.
Okay.
All right.
Do you feel like
it's not like you've never been tagged on my feed before. I tag you every week when I post.
Do you feel like more of a man now?
Does it feel better to have fraudulent Twitter followers? Does that make you feel better?
Yeah, actually it does.
What does
it really does?
Williams, how many do you have? How many
followers? Like 12,000-13,000. We did this a couple weeks ago.
Good.
When he was bragging about how he, you know, he's got all these Twitter followers and he makes all this money now and
because I do
he
that
signs
all
these autographs for babies. And
by the way, I got a text from Andrew Downs. So Andrew and Ross and I, part of our show prep every day, is we send out these this mass text to each other and we make plans. And I said, hey, I'm in the middle of recording a podcast, in response to that one text. Andrew's a big listener of the podcast.
He became one, yeah.
He listens every week. He goes, tell Charter he's cool and tell Gray he's a tool.
I love it.
Because Andrew's the one who pointed out that your KKK Chris Bryant tweet.
It's because he struck out three times for anyone listening for the first time. It's not because I'm racist.
Hey,
I'm just an idiot.
Not that this is anything against...
you know what?
This is nothing against Andrew, because I think before we even started, were we recording when I said I really like him? He's a good guy?
Yeah. He is a good guy.
But this is more so because we only have four headsets more than anything else. Can we get Ross Peterson on next week?
If you really want to.
Yeah, I think he'd be fantastic for the podcast.
Sure. Yeah, we can invite him over here.
You've got a say.
It's small. Do I actually have a say?
A small one.
I sense a little jealousy of Adam of Ross.
You do? Actually, I seem to like Ross. It's Andrew that I think's a big piece of crap. You know, I don't listen to your guys' show very often for obvious reasons.
Because you're not invited on it ever? that's the one.
I'm gonna be gone tomorrow if you want to join Mark.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm co-hosting.
Wow.
For that half hour that I'm on the show.
No, I asked. I have to find my own co-host when I'm gone. I asked Mark to do it for me. I'm just kidding.
Oh, man.
You guys should just fight it out.
So, but the one time that I actually listened, and you guys were just ragging on me on the radio, just killing me.
That doesn't happen. I would not waste our time doing that.
No, that absolutely happened. And Downs was the main guy.
So blame him. Don't lump me in.
Yeah,
man.
What are you coming at us for?
Yeah, you guys were kind of going along with it, though. You were agreeing.
You're my podcast brother from another mother.
You should not have strung three Ks together.
That was not about that.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
It was not about
that.
Guys,
that was pretty bad.
Come on.
That was weak sauce.
It was an honest mistake.
Greg's the only guy I know who would string together three capital K's on social media and not know what he was doing.
And not understand. And then Greg comes to me on Google Chat. He's like, I don't understand. Why are these people upset?
Yeah, what's going on? Well, let's look.
I'm sorry. People got to realize when I put it there that he just struck out for the third time in his opening game.
It would have been a lot better if he had struck out looking three times. And those were backwards.
How do you put a backwards K on Twitter?
Figure it out.
I'm sure there's a way.
That's a good question. How do you do that?
I don't know.
Because there has to be a way to do that in print, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think there has to be. Because how would someone describe it other than writing backwards?
Do you guys want a little crystal ball prediction?
Yeah, you got a commitment for Iowa State?
I think that kid from Michigan's going to commit.
The Befeld or how do you say? Really?
Who?
Nice. So is he an immediate play?
I'm not reporting it.
Yeah.
I think I'm hearing good things.
You just go, come out and say you're reporting it.
No, I'm not reporting
it. No, because when you throw this stuff out there, you're pretty much saying.
No, not this. I haven't talked to the kid.
Okay, all right.
What's his name?
Max.
Befeld or something like that?
The B last name, and then Gray's wearing a University of Texas shirt today.
Yeah.
That reminded me of something as I was looking up games for you guys to play. In the 1920s, here's a rare fact for you. The University of Texas ate Bevo. Did you know that? Have you heard that? That's true.
They actually ate him.
Yeah, because he was apparently too expensive to like house and let him roam and eat grass or whatever. So they actually cooked
Bevo. In Texas, he was too expensive?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
this was in the 20s.
Yeah, I mean.
They ate Bevo. They didn't just kill him. They ate him.
If you're
going to
kill him, you might as well get something out of it. You might as well get
some
food.
Adam's going to do with his dog once
he moves.
Poor
Brett. You guys want to come over tonight for some grilled puppy?
I wonder if I slap you hard enough that the Fallcast listeners could hear it. That's my goal right now.
I bet your wife gets so offended listening to this talk about grilled puppy dog. Don't you think? Does she get, like, she's got to be an animal lover.
Does she listen?
Big time.
No, my wife doesn't listen.
She has never listened to this.
No, she doesn't.
Not a single time.
About what we, listen, I mean, it's like what I'm on the radio 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
I'm doing like 2-3 podcasts. Like, she can't keep up. She doesn't care.
Yeah, she doesn't. No, you're right. She shouldn't care about the rest of it. This is the Fallcast.
Yeah, this is kind of a big deal.
No, she doesn't care.
Okay. Of all the stuff you do, this would be the one she'd actually like.
She doesn't care.
Let's get back to this.
She doesn't read anything. We don't do that.
Let's get back to your reporting the fact that this kid just committed to Iowa State.
I didn't report.
No, it sounds like he did.
He has not committed to Iowa State.
So he's going to be a guy that will come and provide
Do you want me to give you inside information on the Fallcast anymore? Because the way you're reacting to this is making me not want to do it.
No, I'm trying to have a conversation about this kid committing, according to what you just did, what you said.
All right, I'm not talking about it.
So,
thanks to Gray, none of you at Cyclone Fanatic are getting inside information.
Fine, forget that. I'll tell you what's really going on at Iowa State Sports. I talked to some new clients the other day who told me that they dropped their football tickets, and they said they'd go with a large group of other people, and a lot of the people in their group also have dropped football tickets.
Why do you got to go negative, Mark?
I'm going negative because we got to start winning.
Well,
because
duh.
These are people that have had tickets for 10-plus years.
It's May
7th. Had it.
It's
they've
May 7th,
it.
And you're just coming to this realization.
They've had it.
You're like the hacks on the board.
It's the complete opposite of basketball. I could go into the ticket office today for football and say, I want the best. And they would say, give us a little money and they're yours. You go into. I told you the story earlier. I called Iowa State basketball and I said, if I donate at the highest level, what type of seats do I get? And they said, no seats.
Yeah, none.
None. They
well,
don't,
it,
they don't
it
care.
It could be the difference in 60,000 and... 17.
Let's not
14,
get into semantics
14.
Here, Williams. That's not
saying.
That's not my point.
There's this thing called supply and demand.
No, that's not a factor at all.
I just my old deal, like you're right. I'm not arguing, but like it's Mason, you're just coming to the realization that football needs to win.
No, well, I thought football was kind of growing.
I'll just say, like from where
that's
I sit
I
right
thought.
Here, for, it seems like you're piling on.
Well, you could think that, you little crybaby.
That's what
my,
it seems
my,
like.
My
you,
point
what do you
is,
think, Adam?
My point is, we just expanded the stadium.
That
and our,
wasn't
and
the
our
point.
Ticket base is retracting the, instead of
the,
expanding?
The point was to increase it, revenue, not expand.
Yeah, and if they win, those people will come back.
Yeah.
And they'll buy tickets.
Like, I don't,
that's a short-term problem, in my opinion. Just win. Just win some
just
games.
Win, baby.
That's my whole point. Like, we're just figuring out here on May 7th, it's breaking news that some people aren't going to renew their tickets.
Yeah, I just figured it out. You got a problem with that?
I mean, come on. To me, like, it's piling on.
Yeah, the only thing breaking news is what C-Dub just said about Max committing to Iowa State. So, this kid provides some nice depth for us at Power Forward, correct?
When does he arrive on campus officially? What date? Because you announced
not
it.
Not talking. Gray ruined it for everybody.
It's official. What is your Gray, what's your email address in case people want to email you and
complain?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Gray can send me sappy text messages on a Sunday. We offended this 55-year-old woman.
Hey, are we officially
wow.
Hey,
wow.
Have you been hiding anything from me? Are we like 3 weeks since our last complaint about the show and myself?
I haven't gotten
personally?
A complaint. Well, no, Gray gets complaints all the time because he he overreacts to them, so.
Is that true?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Really?
That you overreact to the complaints?
Yeah, I guess.
What was the last one you overreacted to?
When's the last one you got?
I haven't got a complaint in probably 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't got one either.
Since you guys talked about the inappropriate stuff that I will not talk about.
Well, it's because we put the warning at the beginning now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
people can't complain.
That's a good point.
You know, it says right there we might talk about boobies, so.
We might.
Anybody that, you know.
I heard you talking
that.
About that yesterday on KXNO as well.
About breastfeeding?
Yeah, breastfeeding, yeah. Yeah.
What's wrong with breastfeeding? It's a very natural thing.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with it.
And what was he talking about? I missed it.
Andrew Downs is, you know, having a baby, and he and his wife went to breastfeeding class.
And Chris yeah. talks about how he massages Ashley's during the feeding
you're
process.
You're supposed to at the start, because you got to teach the milk how to go into the mouth.
I'm going to admit that I never did that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I have a wife that's breastfed two children, and I was not doing the milking.
Apparently, you're not as good of a dad as me.
Apparently, her breasts work right.
Apparently. No, it was in the hospital. They like they're like, okay, Dad, you come here, and I was supposed to tickle Cammie's,
yeah,
you know, to keep
open.
Her awake.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you got to help squeeze the milk out.
I apologize to the Fallcast listeners for having to listen to this now.
There you go.
I shouldn't have brought it
sensitive
up.
Adam.
See, that
well,
wasn't
no,
even that wasn't even inappropriate. That
yeah,
well, it's
like
not inappropriate.
About, what is
but
inappropriate
I mean, it's,
about breastfeeding?
No,
it's how
it's,
kids eat.
But it's a sports show. This
yeah.
one's not.
This one's really a sports show.
Yeah,
this one's not.
No, this is not a sports
no,
show.
But
not
last,
at all.
Last night it was, and I had to listen to you
so
talk
I agree.
About tickling the cheek.
The Fawcast is anything goes. I will tell you what is slightly
inappropriate. We're actually not a sports show. We're a guy show.
A couple of years ago, I was down in Kansas City at Crown Center. And it was like a Saturday afternoon crowded food court, okay? And there was a woman sitting basically in the middle of the food court breastfeeding her child with her boobage completely out.
Okay.
I mean, this was a full titty on display.
Large, like...
Yeah, full
large
of milk.
Display.
Full of milk, dude. Yeah. You know, you're getting the picture here. That is... I'm one of those guys who can roll with it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, whatever. But that was kind of creepy. I mean...
I don't have a problem with it personally, but like my... Like, they make covers for that.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
The problem wasn't the breastfeeding. The problem was that there was no coverage at all.
Like, my old deal would be, how do you explain it to Seton?
Man, woman, and child could watch this woman in all her glory feeding her child.
Yeah,
there's
like,
no cover.
It's not that hard to explain to Seton. The baby needs food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Milk, yeah. Milk, milk, lemonade. Around the corner, fudge is made. That's what I tell Seton all the time. And that explains it. so he knows. And now you can teach Cammy. Have you never heard this before?
No.
I haven't either. I thought I'd heard everything.
Point at your man boobs. Milk. Point down your crotch. Lemonade. Around the corner, fudge is made. That's the way it goes. And that's how they know.
Did you make that up or did somebody else tell you?
I didn't make that up. I don't know where I picked it up, but it's true.
All right. What are you guys doing this weekend? We got to wrap this up.
Guess what he's going to do tonight when he goes home, by the way? He's going to tell his wife, milk, lemonade, and around the corner, fudge is made.
You will.
Here's true love. I could go to the Kenny Chesney concert tonight.
Oh, yeah. He says could go. Like, what he really means is because he's a celebrity, he has backstage passes.
Passes, but I do have tickets. But I'm not going to go.
Wow. Because?
I just want to go spend some time with my daughter.
Yeah.
I haven't seen her much this week. It's been a busy week.
Yeah.
And the Blooms are moving in, so I'm going to take Cammy in the stroller. We're going to go probably take Bloom a six-pack of beer and help him unpack.
Are they like a door down from you, or like how close?
Like five houses down.
Oh, very close.
Yeah,
Bonnaroo's becoming the happen in town.
We got my little sister-in-law Alexa is graduating from Iowa State this weekend.
Yeah,
so I'll be up at Ames all weekend for that, and then Cameron gets baptized on Sunday.
Booyah!
So I got a busy weekend.
Godfather did not get invited.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't get invited.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Neither one of her godfathers got invites to the baptism.
I'm actually a little bit offended I didn't get invited.
The funny thing about it, though, I really was going to tell you.
Oh, today. Thanks.
But, I mean, Mark, I just don't feel like he's a man of God.
Was it the whole milk lemonade thing?
No, that's not. I mean, that's for a child that actually...
So she is
the funny thing is there. Here's the funny thing about that. There will be adults listening to this podcast who feel like that's inappropriate. And yet you really tell your child that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It helps them understand. Yeah.
So baptized on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Strategically. It's also the birthday of Ashley's deceased grandmother.
Okay.
So
tell me if I'm being a cheapskate here, and you guys will probably say, well, Mark will say yes because he just prints money over here, you know, from all the business he gets on Cyclone Fanatic. Mm-hmm, but Julie wants to have brunch afterwards after we go to church on Mother's Day at Hyperion. Well, I went and looked at it. It's $30 a plate.
I love how the big shot who always, like, makes fun of us for finances is a member of Hyperion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, isn't it the pot calling the kettle black a little bit?
Well, that's the whole story.
I'm not a member anywhere.
Yeah, I can't afford a country club membership at Hyperion.
Well, I have a million family members, and they all belong out at Hyperion, and so it was
big shots.
Yeah, big shots. Yeah. Anyway, I look at it. It's $30 a plate for this. Plus, then the kids, it was like $20 a plate. And so I told Julie, I don't feel like paying $100 for brunch. She didn't really like that for Mother's Day.
I feel like for Mother's Day, you should let her pick, honestly.
Yeah, I think
I've already got her a present. I mean, what else does she want?
You are clearly in the wrong on this one. You need to you need to take a minute. You need to slow your roll. You need to ask yourself, what does your wife do as a mother over the course of a year? And you don't think that's worth $100, Gray?
Take her to Hyperion for brunch,
dude. You take her for brunch. Act like you're happy to do it, and be done.
Because you'll end up going somewhere else, and you'll spend what? 70?
No, I told her that she loves Lamy. You guys ever been to Lamy?
Oh yeah, Lamy's good.
Yeah, so she likes
that. Have a lot of it.
Yeah,
that's phenomenal. She loves her pecan rolls. So I'm like, we'll get up. You can have
her
a pecan.
What?
She loves pecan rolls. They're from
pecan rolls or pecan? What?
Pecan.
I call it. Pecan.
Okay, I was confused. I was like, is this some sort of a roll that I've never heard of?
It's one of those words that changes. You can say pecan, but then if it's the pie,
the
people
pecan?
Know why I said pecan pie.
Pecan.
Instead of pecan pie.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was going to get those for her on Saturday. We'd have those before church, and then I was going to make her nice like brunch breakfast at her house. And she wasn't impressed.
I think you should take her to Hyperion.
It's $100, man.
You're part of a select group to be able to be a member out there anyways. You may as well go hang out with your other select, your favored sons of the Johnston area.
Julie, if you're listening, and if you're like Chris's wife, you're not, because she doesn't care. And my wife, for the record, listens every week.
Yeah, she does.
She likes it.
She likes it.
Julie, Chris and I are trying to help here. We're clearly telling your husband to quit being cheap.
Okay, so no one on the podcast tell my wife if they see her, talk to her. I'm going to do it now. I'm going to surprise her. I'm not going to tell her. Church, we're just going to go.
There you go.
And I'll make her happy that way.
That's a good move on
you. Yeah, okay.
I think it's a nice, mature decision.
Thank you. Thanks, guys, for talking some sense into me. I'm just a cheapskate, I'll be honest.
A good wife and a good mother is worth the money, my friend. Yeah, They're worth the money.
And she is a fantastic
cheapskate who's a member at Hyperion.
I know.
Yeah, man, I don't want to. It doesn't exactly mesh. I don't want to spend $50 on brunch, but I'm going to go out and we'll play.
It's $100.
Okay, $100, but then, you know, I'm going to go. I'm a member at Des Moines Golf.
And yeah.
Oh, now we're going from Hyperion to Des Moines Golf, huh? Jeez. I do have my match play on Saturday. Me and GR, two-man match play. So I got that first round. Time to
So many times I've golfed this year?
Zero.
Here's the deal, guys.
It's supposed to go with Matt Urban tomorrow. I can't do it.
And I know we're wrapping up here, but we're to that point where we talk about things and dates and then nothing. Nothing gets decided. So I vote that by the time we do a Fallcast next week, we have a date
for the party
to announce that we're going to at least have a get together, not a party. We've got a date in mind for the Shiddly D. Anything else we're doing, we've got a date on the calendar.
I talked to the folks at the club foot place.
Yeah.
They're very excited. They don't have this is why here's the deal. I've got mad love for all charities. They're great. These people were shocked.
Yeah.
That somebody actually wanted to do a fundraiser for them.
Yeah. Don't talk about Charity to Gray, though. He didn't care, as you know.
Like, because they don't ever have anything because nobody knows about it.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be a really cool deal if we can raise a bunch of money. We will literally allow dozens of children to be able to walk who wouldn't be able to.
And I've had a couple people reach out to me that have listened to the Fallcast and they want to help out.
Yeah.
I thought we were doing this in May. May 30th. I thought that was the date we were doing.
We have not set anything.
Well.
We have. We need to get something.
Will you guys agree that by next week we'll have a date?
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, we can make that happen.
Because time is a wasting, and more importantly, we need our Southwest Iowa Shiddly D date.
We do.
I need to put that on the calendar.
Daddy's looking forward to that one.
We need to. Are you too good for that, Hyperion?
Yeah.
Are
you can you go to that? Or
no, I'm rolling my eyes at the fact when you say daddy. I mean,
I am a daddy. What's wrong with it?
You're saying it in a much different meaning.
Daddy like.
Yeah, daddy like.
Daddy like.
Yeah, I don't like that. No.
Mamacita.
No, I'm not too good. I love Clarinda. Clarinda, actually, you know, it's a nice small town.
Never been.
Yeah, it's
excited.
Good.
Excited.
Shittily D sucks. That place
I can't wait to take charter.
Excited.
Can't wait to take charter. Honestly, charter will live it up.
Oh, dude, yeah, I gotta buy cowboy boots because I bet they wear them down there. I don't have any.
It's, I mean,
not everybody
it's a nice small town.
Do, right? About 50%.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't really like the Shittily D. No one
love
actually. No
D.
one likes the Shittily
Kevin,
D.
I walk in. Kevin gives me $5 for the jukebox. It's great.
You're right. I will live it up at the Shittily
D. It's so much fun.
I'm ready.
My guys will be there. They'll be shooting pool.
I'm totally ready to do it.
The best is setting the moonshine on fire.
And he does do that, yeah.
We're setting a date.
That does happen.
By the way, we got another date, too, we got to talk about later this fall. There's an Ankeny Chamber event at your course.
TCI.
And I'll find the date. But you guys, I got a free foursome because I'm sponsoring it. And you two are going to play.
Nice.
That Ankeny Chamber, if they send me one more email, I'm going to flip out. Somehow I got on their email
list.
That's
what they do, man.
Tell them to knock it off.
Dude, you're a celebrity. They want you to know what's going on.
How did you get on the email list?
Gray put me on their damn email list, and they send out 40 a week.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
You know the greatest prank ever, and it's cheap and it's easy to do, but it's effective? My wife did this to a coworker, and the email list reminded me of this. Finding a magazine that maybe is against somebody's personal taste or morals, right? And subscribing for them so they get it in their mailbox every single month. That's a good prank.
I once signed a friend of mine up for the I signed him up for being interested in the Church of Scientology. And I gave them his address and phone number and everything. And to this day, he still gets random phone calls and mailings from the Church of Scientology. They stalk him.
Yeah.
So that's a good prank out there. If you're listening, everybody, if you've got, maybe you got a hawk friend, buddy or something, go and sign them up for this Church of Scientology. Go to the website. It's a blast. And then because they'll never know it's you. This guy still doesn't know it was me.
Until now. I hear him. He's obviously not a listener.
Probably not.
Yeah. No. Yeah, that's a good prank. Another good prank is Saran wrap on the toilet. Have you ever done that one?
No, I haven't.
I've never done that.
So basically, this would work. Well, it doesn't work well if you hate messes, but just it's kind of funny. So you take clear Saran wrap, and you wrap the toilet with it and then put the seat down so it looks clear. You can still see the water. And then if somebody comes in at, you know, 3 a.m. to do their PP, they're going to start,
splashes all
yeah,
over.
They're going to start peeing
in your house.
And nothing hits the water, of course, because it's hitting the saran wrap and going all over the place. That's a classic.
Well, that'd be epic.
Maybe it was Sitker then when he sat down. Maybe he still did have a mess.
That's a classic.
I feel bad because Scott, like, seriously was the most sober person at that party. Other than Mark. Mark's showing was pathetic as always, but
what? Come on, man.
Yeah, I saw that. Two beers the whole night?
No, nah, I had three.
He had three, but yeah. He was there. He was the first person there. We had three. He had three beers the whole damn time.
I had half a bag of Doritos, and though.
He did eat a lot of Doritos.
You got to be responsible. You got to be able to get home later.
Yeah, I got to. Yeah, I'm not one of those guys.
Like, we had drivers.
I bet you have friends that are like, oh, if I get drunk, I'll just sleep on your floor. That's not me.
You can sleep on my floor.
I got to head home, though.
I'll let you sleep in my bed.
With you?
Well, no, I would give you my bed.
Right in between you and Ashley.
And
I'll be there. I'll be there all tucked in, you know? I promise I won't move, guys. Thanks for the bed.
All right, we got to go.
All right.
We'll talk to you guys next week, all right?
Hey.
Mark, go sell a damn house.
As Ross would say.
I'm excited about that Michigan transfer.
I love you. What'd you say?
I said I'm excited about that Michigan transfer.
Potentially.
You heard it here first. That's why you tune into the podcast.
Yeah, notice I gave no more insight after that.
Breaking news.
And I'm not anymore.
Email Gray or tweet Adam, at Adam Gray, Adam J. Gray 17.
And I would suggest you don't follow him on Twitter, too. If you followed him just because I told you to, you're going to get a bunch of garbage.
You're going to get KKK tweets.
Yeah, you're
going to
get
accident.
Just ignorant.
Stupid idiot.
All right.
Tune in next week.
Much
love. We're going to have a date for you.